Blog Talk Radio. October 20th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday greetings to you, and thank you for taking the time to listen in. I do appreciate you. Well, today we're talking about relationships. It's part two of a series that I began last week, The Power in You. I'm so excited about it. There's actually going to be several more shows, two next month and two in December, as a part of the series. And the reason for that is that, well, you know, we're always waiting until late December to decide what we're going to be like, look like, and do for the next year. And my theory is let's get ready right now so that when 2015 rolls in, we are ready to rock and ready to roll. Doesn't that sound good? I think so. So today we'll be talking about more vital relationships in our lives, our coworkers, family, other significant connections. But next month we'll talk about career in a one and two part with my guest, Sandy Athey. And then in December, we're going to talk about some health issues that are going to, again, assist us in being the best that we can be going into 2014. So I hope you'll tune in, and I hope you'll share that information with your social media family, because it's going to be some good stuff. And if you missed last week, well, it was really an awesome show as well. When we talked about our vital relationships with the people who are closest to us, that we're really in relationship with, close relationships with, people who we live with, significant others, husbands, wives, that kind of relationship. Yeah. We talked about some really neat things: being forgiven, being nice, being fair, being patient, being understanding, being supportive, and being loving, and being intentional about it. It was really good. If you did not listen in, I encourage you to go ahead and check out that show as well. So anyway, as I said, today we're going to be talking about those we are connected to in many and various ways, some important relationships that, you know, we want to keep those intact, and ones that need to be nurtured. We want to nurture those, and we want to make sure people know they are valued, and we want to know those things that we need to do too that shows that we are caring and that we're protective of these relationships. So what we're going to do is talk about some of the positive ways to maintain those interactions and those close interpersonal relationships. And I said before, I have Sandy Athey back with me. She's going to be co-starring in all of those, all of the six-part series. I'm glad to have her back. She's the author of The Daily Dance, so she knows a little bit about a lot of stuff. And maybe a lot about a lot of things, but I know she knows something about this. Welcome, Sandy. Happy Monday.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Silver Ray. It's always a joy to be on your show. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed, and so do I. I love the conversations that we've had thus far and looking forward to breaking this down a little bit. And just want to tell people, you know, the people who have listened to me know my theory about why I do what I do. But, you know, it's not that anybody's giving me any big amount of money. This show is not monetized. This is one of the things I do because I love it and because I love sharing information. It's just my nature. It's my background. It's my experience. It's what I do. I love sharing. And I talk about the things that I think will help all of us be more empowered and more inspired and motivated to be, truly be, the best individuals we can be in how we're showing up in life. So I pick things that I think will actually add to that, and people who I think really are great contributors and great thinkers and who can really help people take themselves to another level. So today, as we talk about, again, relationships, vital ones with coworkers, family, other significant connections, one of the first things that I have on my list of how we do those things best, how we relate best, how we connect best, how we create the best emotional and psychological bonds is by being authentic with people. And as I was making that note, I had to laugh because a lot of things I talk about at this point in life, I learned many, 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 many years ago. And I can remember, again, an instructor, a motivational instructor, talking about being authentic with people and how people tend to show up in a way that's not so much the reality of who they are. Not that I'm not talking about trying to fake things and, you know, the whole scenario about who you are. I'm just talking about who you actually are when you are communicating. And I thought to myself, it's enough of a challenge to try to be yourself. Why would you want to try to be something else? You know. So my first thought, it's, when you're self-actualizing, it's enough work to try to work on yourself, let alone trying to have pretense and, facade.
It really
for other
is.
People.
Yeah,
so,
it really is.
Mm-hmm. So
but it is
so important to be
yourself first and to bring that aspect forward, which connects appropriately with what you're doing.
Yeah,
because
I think
we're authentic in lots of different ways, Silver Ray, don't you? We can be an authentic spouse, or we can be an authentic professional person. We can be an authentic friend, and it's bringing that all together to be authentic appropriately in whatever aspect we're bringing forward for the relationship.
Absolutely, it's true. And perhaps, when you think about the reasons that people don't, and this might be a little bit of an aside, people don't perhaps because who they believe that they are or who they've conditioned themselves to be or what they may think negatively about themselves compels them to want to come off differently or in a way that's not the best self. What we are saying here is that regardless, none of us are perfect. And, people who may even look like they are, perfection is something that is very hard to attain to. I think they're wonderful people of excellence. And so I'm not saying that's not true. But when we try to be a certain type of something to accommodate or please people, I think that gets to be too much energy and effort to do for anybody. Bring yourself into a relationship as positively as you can, and what that just entails is really a great degree of sincerity and honesty from an individual. It doesn't mean that, if you're dealing with people who you feel are more successful or richer or, doing more or whatever, that's hardly a reason to feel inadequate. Your adequacy comes from just you being you. You are who you are in your world, and if there's more you need to do or want to accomplish to feel better about yourself, then it should not make you feel less than anyone else. We're all on equal playing fields here, whether that looks like a truth or not. our flesh and humanness are all the same, regardless of what level we are in life. So bring your authentic self into your relationships with your coworkers, with family, with other significant connections. Just feel okay
about
it.
It makes me think of it. Oh, I'm sorry, Silver. It makes me think of the word confidence. And I always talk to my clients about being confident, because confidence, it, to me, is love. Confidence is that feeling that you know who you are, you know what you're doing, and you're bringing it with you. It's right in the balance. If you go a little the other way, you've got the ego involved, and if you go a little the other way, you've got a little self-esteem. But right there in the middle, which is a beautiful balance, is that confidence, and bringing that confidence of what you know and who you are into the relationship. And that's what you were just saying makes me think of that word confidence.
I think that's a great word to use, confident in who you are and wherever you are. I think that's really, really, really good. Another thing that I have for helping relationships, and as I mentioned to you, Sandy, I was trying not to put this back on the list because it just seems like, oh, well, that's nothing new. Well, it's not, but it's something that definitely needs renewing often, and that is how we connect with people communication-wise. We one of the things that tends to happen when we're dealing with people who we're very familiar with, we sometimes will not be as conscious of how we say what we want to say, how we communicate what we need to say to other people. We will often find ourselves getting a little bit more relaxed or not as thorough, or we may not elaborate as well, or we may not feel like we need to offer so much explanation or description or play-by-plays of what it is we're trying to get across. There's often a very big assumption valley in what we say and what we really mean. And that will be a problem in any type of communication, whether it's with your child or your husband or somebody you don't even know that you're talking to on the phone or trying to do business with. When communicating, it's something, again, and I can say, I'm not just throwing words out there. I try to remind people that too. I'm not just throwing what you would call advice up and hoping somebody will grab it. But I can use myself as an example. I have daughters that are adults, and when I want to chat with them about certain things, I chat with them in the same way as if I'm doing business with other professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And even on some of the more personal conversations, I try to be sure that I'm connecting dots, that I'm being thorough, that I'm painting the pictures and descriptions of what it is I'm trying to get across. That may sound like it makes for some maybe not warm and cozy conversations, but it's just the opposite. I think when, again, you're bringing yourself into an interaction, it's important that the communication is clear. And what I see in them as well is that they also have embraced that same type of sharing when they communicate. And what that all shakes out today, what it results in for anybody who makes the decision to be more thorough, to elaborate more, to explain more, to listen better, and make sure, you know, you're getting to where what people always say on the same page, it makes for some of the most trusting types of relationships with people, because they hear you. They hear who you are. They hear what you mean. There are not hidden agendas. There are not there's not with information being withheld or any reason that you can feel like, I don't know how I feel about that. So,
well, sure, you're creating a safe space for the communication, and that's so important to create that safe space and for the other person to know that it doesn't matter what they say or what they need, it's okay to say it. It's okay. I'm here. It's a safe place. And I think everyone needs that, Silver Ray. everyone needs that safe place to be, to go back to what you were saying, to be authentic and know that they will be heard and will be listened to. That's so important.
Yes, it is. It is. Another thing I have is, and you I'll, you go ahead and take the rope on this when it gets started. Keep realistic expectations of others. What say you on that, Sandy?
Oh, my goodness. That makes me smile. That just makes me smile. And it makes me think about respect and respect for other people's opinions, respect for their sacred space, respect for who they are, and understanding without judgment that they have their own point of view. You know that old story, Silver Ray? If you had 20 people that were blindfolded and they were all standing around an elephant and they were holding a different part of the elephant, they would give you a completely different description of that elephant. Or if you think about maybe aliens coming down to Earth, and one of them landed in Hawaii, and one of them landed in the desert, and one of them landed in the mountains, they would report different things, but they would all be correct. And I think that that's something we should always keep in our consciousness and keep in our forefront, that just because someone has another point of view, a different opinion, another way of seeing something, it doesn't automatically mean that it's not correct. It's just another piece of the elephant. You know what I mean? It's just another part of the entire story. And to respect that space and listen without judgment is can be a really fun place to be, because then you learn and you're open to the other's opinions and other's points of view. And it can be very enlightening and very expanding for us to do that. So to sit and say, okay, well, maybe I'm feeling the tusk of the elephant, and maybe this person is feeling the tail, and it will seem very different, but we're all really talking about the elephant. So that it's just respecting, right? We're all still talking about the elephant. So respecting that sacred space without judgment, and to sit back and really have a broader perspective in your own mind, and know that that person has their own way of seeing things and doing things. And without having to form an opinion about that, it's really fun to watch that and maybe bring something to yourself from that and learn from it. It can be a blast to do that.
Well, you know, I think all of this stuff is a blast, but it is a little bit of work. And I want to add to what you just said, this, and you know, it I think it's empowering from all of us, for all of us to know that it takes a certain level of mentality and maturity to even decide that you're going to do some of the things that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, we often allow just this kind of natural flow of things to occur. And sometimes you're actually in relationships where they don't feel like they take any effort. They don't feel like they need to, you know, constantly be thinking about how you do something. But that's not the case with most. That's really not the case with most.
Right.
And that's why this conversation is so very important. But it does take a certain level of mentality and maturity to maneuver some of the skill sets that we're talking about, and that's what they are. They're nothing but skill sets. We're not trying to do, again, a makeover. Adding skill sets to who you are is just a phenomenal and exciting thing to do for yourself individually.
Yes.
So the next thing I have is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we know that that's always been referred to as the golden rule, but we know a lot of times people now think do it unto them before they do it unto you, and not in a negative sense. But certainly this tells us and always has that treat people the way you really want to be treated yourself, with kindness, with respect, with honor, with consideration, again, with sincerity.
Old-fashioned manners, Silver Ray. Old-fashioned manners. I love that. Stephen, thank you.
And it is basics. It is very much
it really is.
Basics. And, you know, it but the amazing thing about it is that this stuff really does work. It works for you. When people, if you, you know, slightly bump somebody when you're passing by and you say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, and you keep going, or, you know, again, you share pleasantries as you're passing by people, even though you don't know them. Hi, how you doing? Have a great day. Those kinds of things, even though these are, you know, again, not the people that you're necessarily up close and personal with every day, but co-workers and, again, significant connections who are in your day, it's just so important to use, again, probably manners is the best word to come up with, just a sense of common courtesy that you show. And, again, I'll say this, because it's who you are. Oftentimes we'll make decisions, I'm not being nice to them because they did this or they said that, or, you know, we're all living in a world that we're all going through our own stuff and journeys, and so the way a person shows up probably has absolutely nothing to do with you because they may have seemed unkind or disrespectful or whatever. Sometimes they just got lots of stuff weighing on their own minds and in their life. It's not a reason for us to just deliberately determine, I'm not going to be nice to them. I'm not going to say hello. And again, sometimes you can flip the entire script on their life and on their day if we just put a little bit more of consciousness in the fact that, again, it's probably not about you that they're not being nice. So I would say to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is a golden rule. I don't think we can change it into anything else. It's golden. It is just golden. Treat people the way you would like to be treated, regardless of what the results may appear to be for you. Again, everybody.
And take a lot of deep breaths, right? Take a lot of deep breaths. I love to do that. It's like take a deep breath. And that really centers you into knowing that it's not about you. That this, whatever is happening in their life, it's like, okay, just take a deep breath and be the way that I tell my clients this all the time, Silver Ray. You don't have to script what you're going to say in a certain situation. You just script how you're going to be. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to be conscientious. I'm going to listen. I'm going to be respectful. And then you'll know and you'll have that confidence in knowing that whatever comes up, that you'll be fine. You'll take that deep breath and you'll always have your manners at the forefront for whatever interaction comes up.
That's excellent, Sandy. Well, the last thing I have here, and I know you've got some good insights you wanted to share about that. I said that in regard to co-workers, family, other significant connections, remember that people change. And it might be during the day that they change how they are thinking or feeling, attitudes and all of that. People change their minds, situations change that make people change. And those things may affect the context of the relationship that you have with them. And it is our own responsibility not to try to make them be any kind of way when those changes occur. But we need to be able to, again, grasp the mentality and the maturity to adjust however we need to, whether that's if you decide, well, I don't think I can deal with them anymore, or I'd still like to be in this relationship. Let me see how I need to handle this, handle myself, so that I can still maintain a quality relationship with this individual. Even though some dynamics may have changed. Maybe they moved away. Maybe they got another job and they left the workplace with you, but you were close when you were in town. You were close when you were at work. Maybe you were single and now they got married or something like that. There are things that happen that change the context of a relationship, and it's our responsibility to change our expectations sometimes and adjust to the new context of it.
Yeah, and that level of acceptance is also key in any relationship, is the acceptance and, the, you know, sometimes just sitting quietly with someone and being there for them without having to change anything or judge anything, and just put out that acceptance that things are the way they are. And that always brings in that nice feeling, and then you'll know exactly where to go with the relationship, whether they've moved away, as you say, or they've changed, or they've gotten married. It's that wonderful acceptance. And also, I think being happy for other people is really a nice thing too. You know, sharing in their joy. And we love to go to weddings and celebrations of things and birthday parties or whatever it is. And really enjoying that time and connecting to that nice feeling that that person is having and the acceptance of their choices.
Absolutely. I love that. And that's such a great place for us to go ahead and put a nice bow on it, wrap up the conversation, sharing in the joy of others. We have no need to feel any reason in our relationships, especially those so close to us, or any, to feel any kind of competitiveness in regard. That always will throw such a wedge in between any relationship, whether it's a professional or a personal one that's up close. Share in the joy. Be excited and happy when people have something great going on in their lives. I mean, that's just the most rewarding thing. And when you, you know, I believe if you're happy like that for other people, happy things are going to happen, you know, for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely share in the joys of other people. Well, I just want to go through the list one more time quickly in case there's anything that you'd like to add, Sandy, and then we're going to wrap it up because we're at that point. But we started off saying be I know, it goes so fast.
It does go fast.
Okay. Be real, be authentic, work on your own communication skills and how you are interacting with people, and really try to make sure that you're bringing your best into those opportunities to connect with people. And keep realistic expectations of people. We also said the golden rule is still as gold as ever. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then we said when the changes come, just be prepared that you may have to make adjustments in how that relationship was to what it is at the current time. And you can still maintain the value, the love, the support. It may just be in a different dynamic. And then the last thing you said, which, again, I said I love, is sharing the joy of others. You just can't go wrong when you do that.
Oh, that's perfect.
Would you like?
I think you summed it up perfectly. Of course you did. You have excellent communication skills. And I thank
you so much
because I always learned, I always get reminded, and I always get tweaked a little when I'm on the show with you, and I really appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate you being with me again today, and just want to, again, let people know that this is part of a 6-part series, and next month for back-to-back shows, the second and third week, I believe, we'll be talking about career, and we'll be looking at some of the strategies that the masters use for choosing how to go in the best directions and how to achieve the best success. And then again in December we'll be talking about getting healthy and wise in the process. So I want to thank you for sharing in the conversation with your ear today. That I'm going to ask if you would just share with your friends about Foxology Today. It usually airs at,
of course,
on Mondays at 11:30 Central Standard Time. I do throw in some special editions here and there, but I'd love to have you share that with your friends. In the meantime, I again want to thank you for listening. I hope you have just the most amazing day. Work on those relationships. Work on them so that they are the best and the most blessed and the most positive that they could possibly be. Appreciate you so much. Enjoy your day. You